This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是佳莹。这档节目回答广大的听众朋友们在英语语言和英国文化方面遇到的疑问。本期节目的问题来自一位网友，问题由我来代读。Hello, I have a question. What's the difference between these words? Shortcoming, drawback, and demerit? 谢谢这位网友的问题。上述三个词都可以用来表示某事物总体水平不达标，或者某件事情的缺点。所以在一些情况下，它们可以互换使用，而句子的大体含义不变。比如听下面的三个例句，每句话中分别使用了名词 shortcoming, drawback 和 demerit 的复数形式。
The shortcomings of the plan were obvious in the final presentation. The drawbacks of the plan were obvious in the final presentation. The demerits of the plan were obvious in the final presentation.
接下来说说三个词各自的特殊之处。我们常用shortcoming 的复数形式 shortcomings 谈论某人或某物在特定方面没有达到预期的水平或标准，比如它可以表示某人的弱点、短板。来听两个例句。
Despite his shortcomings with computers, he was still an excellent colleague. Instead of being bitter about my shortcomings, I've learned to accept them.
在谈论某个情况的不利因素弊端的时候，我们可以用名词 drawback。 听两个使用了名词 drawback 的例句。
One of the drawbacks to changing jobs is that you have to learn new systems. A drawback to living in a city is the level of noise pollution.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
下面来看 demerit。名词 demerit 更正式，很少在日常口语会话中使用，它表示某件事情的缺陷、劣势。在这种情况下， demerits 通常和名词 merits 搭配使用，谈论事情的劣势和优势。
My boss analyzed the merits and demerits of my idea when she told me why it wouldn't work. We need to look at the demerits of his character to understand him better.
名词 demerit 还有一个用法，在与学校教育有关的语境中， demerit 可以指因为不好的行为或违规而记下的过失分。
I forgot to submit my homework and I got a demerit.
总结一下，名词 shortcoming, drawback 和 demerit 都能用来谈论负面的、不好的特性，其中 shortcoming 指短板、不足之处，drawback 最常用来指弊端，而 demerit 相对更正式，在日常对话中比较少用。它可以表示劣势，也可以指学校给学生记下的过失分。本期节目就告一段落了。如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎你通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk 谢谢收听你问我答，我是佳莹，下期节目再会。
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.